Okay, so, oh, that's Mabel. If you heard the meow, she wants me to feed her, but I'm going to do the podcast first. It's too early for her to get fed. It's 10:41. She gets fed between 11 and noon, and she knows that. But she asks early. I get it. That's what I would do if I relied on another person to open a can. I'd get on him about at least 20 minutes early. Okay, where's that can? And her... who doesn't want to eat some of that chicken and turkey and tasty gravy? All right. Last night I saw Jumanji. That's a good movie. Well, it's good if you like, you know, action stuff. I keep seeing people on Twitter and Facebook comparing Jumanji to Star Wars, which I don't understand. But Jumanji's better than Star Wars. That's what people are saying. I don't know. It's very different. Very different. I like Star Wars. I like Jumanji. I don't think they're up against each other for an Oscar. And I don't think you got to pick. So I'm not gonna. I say see them both. But whatever. I like the original Jumanji. I like the original Star Wars. No one was saying back then, hey, you know, Jumanji's better than Star Wars. Well, there was a big gap there. And if you were talking about those, I don't know. I forget when the original one came out. All right, I'm babbling. It's cold out. It's like fucking 13 degrees. I ain't going out there. You kidding? I'm staying in this house until we get into the 20s.
You could below the 20s. There's nothing you could do.
It's just too fucking cold. I know there's places that are colder. I've been to them. But that's just batshit crazy. To live in places that get colder than New York, you're fucking nuts. And the rest of this week is going to be shitty. This might be the winter that pushes me out west. I hate the winter. We've had like 2 or 3 mild ones in New York. It's been like, it wouldn't go below like 30 something degrees. And be like random days where it'd be like 50 degrees. You're like, oh shit. But it'd be like around the 40s most of the time where you're like, this is fucking, this ain't nothing. I didn't even put on long johns last year. Now I got my heat tech out. I'm ready to fucking do battle. What's going on? Let's see. Martin Scorsese's ex-lawyer is convicted of aiding him in fraud scheme. Well, that's great. I'm just glad to hear that it's like even being connected to Martin Scorsese. Everybody goes to jail. Get the fuck out of here. Why, if you're a lawyer, I don't understand this shit. If you're a lawyer, why are you going to get in a fraud scheme? Don't you make enough lawyer money? You're going to go say, hey, Martin Scorsese, hey, biggest douche I've ever met. Let's do a fraud and make some more money. Martin Scorsese's like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's make some fraud money. Greedy. That's what gets people in all the movies, greed. Don't you watch any movies, guys?
Oh, I've also watched the Menendez Brothers. Law and Order Menendez Brothers.
Well, first of all, I don't know why they put Law and Order name on it, just so they can go da-dung-dung. They do that ta-ching, ta-ching-ching between scenes. But they don't have no Sam Waterson. They should have like inserted like Law and Order people into the Menendez brothers trial, like make it in their world, but have the Menendez brothers, like have Stabler in there questioning people, or I don't know who's currently in the who's in the Law and Order now. Is it like Dustin Diamond? Is it they started really reaching back. They were go. It's like weird casting. I don't think there's regular Law and Order. You just get the SVU. I don't understand how you can have Law. Why don't you just make Law and Order SVU Law and Order? You know what I mean? If you lost the original, now you have that. It's like just make that that now that's Law and Order. Lose the SVU. I like SVU, except I don't like it when it's kid getting molested, which is what's going on. Melendez brothers might be an SVU case. Boy, those parents really had it coming, according to this show, because they were both they were abusive, just molesting couple. Imagine you're a child molester, and then you meet like another child molester, and like, hey, let's get married and have kids that we can molest. I mean, that meeting is, you know, that's quite a love story. But it must have been very magical, like you know, because I don't know where they met, you know, but they say they met at a dance, high school dance, and they're like you know, I never told anybody this, but when I get older, I want to have kids. Oh, I want to have kids too. Yeah, but I want to fuck them. Me too. And then let's get married. You know, that's a bond. It's hard to find that someone that has that much in common with you. And then, you know, you have a good run. They became millionaires, and they molested the hell out of these kids. And then one day, you think it's all, oh well, now we're gonna be empty nesters, no more kids to molest. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some grandkids coming along, and then those kids just come in with shotguns and just really, really make a mess on the couch. Sorry if that's a spoiler. It's on Hulu. It's pretty good. California ready to go green with legalization of marijuana in 2018. Well, there's another reason to move to California, the weather, and I don't know if that's a real reason. They're not set up. If I live in California, legalized marijuana, big deal. I got to drive. I'm not driving around all stoned. Got an Uber everywhere, and then I don't even want to do that. So then you're high talking to an Uber dude. No, thank you. I find Uber as stressful as driving, because you have to maintain a fucking conversation. And then, for some reason, I don't have a perfect score on Uber. I'm pretty good, but it's like, who the fuck gave me less than 5 stars on Uber? What driver did I fucking spit in your face? Did I throw up in your car? I did none of these things. I'm polite. I get in. I get out. Maybe I'm not the most talkative fucking guy. Why should I get less than 5 stars? I've never given a driver less than 5 stars, even the shitty ones. Lyft and Uber. Sometimes I Lyft, sometimes I Uber. Slow news day. I guess because it's cold out. Because I'm reading stories that I read yesterday. Let's see. Clinical trials for male contraceptive get set for 2018. A lot of stuff happening in 2018. Male contraceptive gel. Male contraceptive gel set for So I would rub the gel on my wiener, I suppose, and then no babies. I'm down. I don't think I want to be in the trial. I don't think I would get in the. I don't think I would go buy it the first year. Say, give it a year. See if anybody's wiener falls off, or you know, if there's any kind of a. Oh, look at this! You won't have babies because your dick fell off. There, that's or. But it sounds promising. Get on it. You'd think they would at least do that. They're not going to cure shit that people need cured. But fucking male contraceptive gel, motherfuckers. Come on, science. Get with it. Boners. That's what makes money in science. Boners and no babies. Well, on that note, I guess I'm going to go and upload this episode and then maybe venture out into this cold, cold city and see how long I last out there. I'm thinking about 10 minutes. I'm going to go maybe get a cup of coffee and maybe go to the store and buy some food. That's two blocks away. See if I can make it. I'm going to need some gloves. I got to find my gloves. See you tomorrow. We love you.